Labor leaders from across Massachusetts met in Springfield Monday to discuss a national problem that could prevent millions of workers from collecting pensions they're counting on in retirement. About 35 labor leaders participated in an hour-long discussion with Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Richard Neal, focused on legislation he's introduced aimed at preventing troubled multi-employer pension plans from failing.
This is not a Wall Street bailout. This is not a savings and loan bailout. This allows many of these plans to be nursed back to good health.
The bill would create a federal agency that would sell U.S. Treasury-issued bonds and loan the proceeds from the bond sales to the financially troubled pension plans. Multi-employer pension plans are negotiated between unions and trade associations representing industries such as construction and food stores, where there are many small employers. Some of the plans are now at risk of insolvency, not because of bad management or poor investment decisions, but because of sweeping changes in industries such as trucking, which has greatly reduced the employer base contributing to the pension funds.
Some of these plans are down to the last man standing, and that individual, that small company, is incapable of meeting those obligations. So we think that the loan guarantee is the path to follow.
One estimate is that up to 1.5 million people are in multi-employer plans deemed likely to fail, while more than 3.5 million people are in plans considered at risk. Neal said every Democrat in the House has signed on to his bill, but so far just 14 Republicans have pledged to support it.
To get to 218, you probably need another 10 Republicans. That shouldn't be that hard after we get to the midterm elections. I mean, you have, for example, Senator Portman in Ohio. He's been working with me, and there are a number of other Republicans that have been very, I think, sincere in trying to find a solution. It's a big deal.
The multi-employer pension problem is not as severe in the Northeast as it is in other parts of the country, according to Glenn Kingsbury of the Electrical Contractors Association of Greater Boston, who's a trustee for several plans.
We're stable and growing, which is, you know, helps us out within the electrical industry, and some other industries, not so much.
Frank Callahan, president of the Massachusetts Building Trades Council, said organized labor in Massachusetts supports Neal's bill.
We have a lot of gridlock in Washington right now, but this is a problem that can't wait too long to be solved.
Springfield attorney Tahira Amatul-Wadud, who's challenging Neal in the Democratic primary on September 4th, put out a statement criticizing the 30-year incumbent's voting record on pension issues, pointing out that Neal's been a big beneficiary of campaign contributions from the insurance and financial services industries. Amatul-Wadud said it was, quote, disingenuous for him to, quote, now proclaim himself as a savior of people's pensions. Neal scoffed at the criticism.
Well, when you peddle nonsense, all you need is an enabler.
He said the campaigns are discussing dates for at least two debates prior to the September 4th primary. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.